Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Chairman of the County Commission, Mike Ritz, County Commissioner Heidi Schaefer, and reporter Bill Drees from the Memphis Daily News. I want to start with you, Commissioner Ritz. You have pushed a referendum on a tax increase. That tax increase is being resisted by some folks who feel in the suburbs and in the city who want to do their own tax increase. There's a bit of a battle who gets to do tax increase first. Tell us, I guess, why you pushed so hard for this referendum, even to override a veto by Mayor Mark Luttrell.
Quite frankly, as I went to a lot of the TPC meetings toward the end when they were coming up with a plan, and I went to the several school board meetings where the TPC plan was presented to the school board. And it became clear to me that the county commission was going to be looked to make up most, if not all, of the $57 million deficit in the TPC plan. And that's assuming the school board makes a bunch of tough decisions. If it don't, the deficit's much bigger. It's probably $150 million. The school situation is sort of a once-in-a-lifetime circumstance. You know, we have an opportunity here. People see it maybe as something else, but it is an opportunity to try to do something different and do it right. And the county commission, if it's going to have to fund this $57, $60 million deficit, we need this half-cent sales tax. And that's why I came up with a proposal to have a countywide sales tax.
Commissioner Schaefer, let's get you in here. Your thoughts on this whole debate about taxes and as it relates to the funding of the school.
Right. Well, I understand where Chairman Ritz is coming from. I do, and I don't thoroughly disagree with his premise, but for me, it really is the timing. There is no real time stricture on us about when we can pass it. In fact, if we send this to referendum now and it fails, which I believe it's going to, we cannot put it on the ballot again for another year. And I do think we're going to be faced with some funding challenges, but we don't know what those funding challenges are yet. There's I think it's still too early in the game.
Okay, Bill.
Mr. Chairman, what do you do if this does fail on the ballot in November?
We won't have that $30 million available to us. I am not real concerned, I was a week ago, that the city council would then quickly go in and try to do their tax thing with the voters only of the city of Memphis. I think they now realize that it is an incredibly uphill battle to get a special election for a citywide only sales tax. So we would have to wait until another time.
What are you doing to fight this? I assume, there are people very opposed to this. I think you're one of them.
Again, I really think this is premature because we don't know what the funding requirements are going to be. And I think it sends a bad message to the school board. I really want to hold the school board accountable to implement the TPC recommendations. I want the unified school system to be successful,
right,
whether
right.
it includes the suburban municipality or doesn't include suburban municipalities. But they can't just continue to do things the way that it was done under MCS, or it will not be successful.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.